You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Got this email in to email@daveandchuckthefreak.com. This guy said, this just happened to me, and you guys were the first people I thought of after telling my coworkers what just happened. So a little background. I am a phlebotomist slash lab technician. My job is taking blood and preparing the blood work for testing. So we're in a sparse location. Sometimes we get new people coming in for blood work. Today, this new guy came in, handed me his papers and his health card. I have music playing from my phone and my speaker because I'm the only one working here. In the background, I hear a guy absolutely going to town on either another guy or a girl. I'm confused, but I'm confident it's not coming from my phone. I'm looking around the waiting room to see if anyone else noticed it. Until I realized it was coming from this 65-year-old man's back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Now, it's been a straight minute of hardcore porn.
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't hear it?
And a man moaning really loudly like he was finishing everywhere.
Yep.
Playing from this guy's phone in his back pocket really loudly.
You hear something?
How he himself didn't notice is something I still can't figure out.
Can't hear it.
I just froze, then stared at the man and said, "Excuse me, sir, something appears to be playing from your phone." At this point, he realizes, grabs his phone in a panic, and tries to quickly shut it off.
Probably took about 3 screen caps and
posted something to Facebook. Exactly.
Oh, God. I live streamed it.
I'm live.
I'm going live.
It's just like an undershot of under his chin. Yeah. Like, I don't know. How do you?
He's pinching both sides desperately.
He
called 911.
Sits down in the chair. And I think to save embarrassment, he started talking to me and said things like, "So what are your hours like?"
Oh, geez. Yep.
I talk to him. We have a little, you know, little chitter chatter. And then for the next 5 minutes, I had to take his blood and we didn't say a word to each other. It was extremely awkward. I just want to know what you guys would have done if you were me or just another patient in the waiting room hearing all this.
I think you did the right thing.
Yeah, I think you did. Yeah. I don't think that old guy wanted to blare his porn.
No, embarrassing for everyone involved.
You have to point it out, though.
Yeah, you do.
He's like, my hearing radius ends at my ass.
Yeah.
He can just hear from his stomach up.
That's it. Yeah. There's a bubble around him.
Yeah.
It's only 2 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Grandpa.
Older guys and technology sometimes doesn't.
I love porn.
Yeah. They appreciate the access to it, but they just don't know how to work it.
Yeah, no, those phones are tricky to them.
Or how to be discreet with it.
I set that to my ringtone.
No. And I'm live again.
Yeah, I'm live.
Just incredible.
Hey, everybody.
I love to see old people do live streams.
Oh, my God. Accidental live.
Oh,
accidental.
That'd be the best.
Just read some of the texts I get from my parents and try and figure out, you know, them and technology.
Yeah.
My mom will send just 3 letters sometimes. I don't know if she thinks she's sent a whole text or if she hit send by mistake. And then, because I'll go over to her house and she'll have like a whole paragraph written still in her phone and she hasn't hit send yet.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
She doesn't
I do
realize.
That every once in a while. I'll go to someone's name and I'll realize, oh, man, I never sent that. It'll still be in the little chat bubble.
Yeah,
right.
I'm like, oh, I was going to send that. Then it's just erase it all.
Yeah, it's a struggle for us. Never mind someone who's, you know, a lot older than us. All right. So a Central Florida woman had an interesting encounter with an alligator as it tried to bite her paddleboard at Silver Spring State Park. What I'm amazed is how calm she stays during this whole thing. It's all taped. I guess it's her taping it herself. Here's what happened.
No!
It's right beside her.
Go away!
Yes. Literally in the water right beside her. She pushes it away.
God. He's like, thanks. Oh my God. I had to push him away with my paddle.
He's a nice
he's water. I know, beautiful water.
Yeah, don't swim there.
I would suggest backing up.
considering you. Alligator is hilarious.
Why'd you do that?
Why are you messing with me?
Stop pushing me.
I want to eat you. It was cool.
Why are you messing with me?
Like, you're a real bitch, you know?
Why are you trying to bite me?
Shut up, Karen.
He's annoyed by her. He's like, back
I don't feel like he tried to bite her yet at all.
What the heck, man?
Get your put your little toes and in the water.
Had a gator come after me like that before.
And he's coming back now.
This is not a gator coming after anyone. This is a floating, lazy-ass gator. This is one of the he's just laziest slipping. Gators.
I'm really fat. I gotta be honest with you, lady. Paddle by me. I'm on a log here.
He came after me and tried to bite my my paddleboard.
So she mustn't have caught that part on tape when he tried to bite it.
The thing is, though, she's wearing a
she's badass.
She's got a camera on her.
She is badass. I guess you gotta give her that.
Out there and not scared at all.
That water is crazy looking.
She believes people have obviously fed this gator before,
yes,
and that's how it reacted like it did.
Get a marshmallow.
It was just waiting for her to, you know.
He was just swimming around.
Yeah, because she's got like a GoPro on her head. You'd think that if there was any kind of.
She is there.
Like if there was a real dangerous.
He's like, where's the food?
Yeah.
Come on,
lady.
Come on, I'm tame.
It's pretty hot out there. He's probably jump in here and get you a dip.
He could have knocked her off that thing so easily if he wanted to, right? Like, if he wanted to attack her, he would have.
Yeah.
He obviously didn't.
When he pushed her, she pushed him away with that paddleboard. He's just like, you turned me off course.
Go away.
What are you going to do with that?
Okay, marshmallow.
That thing didn't.
Oh, my God. I had to push him away with my paddle.
She's totally alligator Karen.
Yeah.
Totally.
The idiot criminal of the day.
Say this all the time, but if you're hauling around something illegal,
yeah,
make sure your vehicle doesn't stand out in any way.
Right.
This guy in Utah learned that lesson the hard way when cops thought something was up because of his handwritten license plate.
Oh God, look at that.
That's
not
job.
Even wow. Not even nope. good.
Not even good handwriting.
Horrible.
Oh. A Utah Highway Patrol trooper first spotted the car with its handwritten license plate headed northbound on I-15. In addition to the homemade license plate, he noticed illegal dark tinting on the windows as well. As you can see, it's super dark.
Yeah.
Super, super dark. Including tinting over the third brake light in the rear window. That's illegal. Mm. The driver was also following someone too closely. After pulling the vehicle over for all those reasons, he noticed possible signs of drug use. This guy had bloodshot, glassy eyes, facial tremors, and was sweating profusely.
Ah, yes.
When they searched the vehicle, they did find meth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they realized that this guy didn't have a license, the car didn't have valid registration, there were three more large bundles of meth, all in all, 7 pounds of meth in the vehicle.
It looks like a meth license plate, though.
It sure does.
It almost looks like he was running out of room and had to make the last couple letters a little bit
fit in there. So, of course, he is arrested. 41-year-old Francisco Velasquez taken into custody. The car was impounded. He admitted to using meth and receiving $2,000 to haul the drugs from the U.S. into Mexico. Mm. A judge has ordered him to remain in jail without bail for now.
Just crazy to me. I see a lot of people with no license plates.
Yeah, I do too.
I see it all the time, and I'm always just like, why am I running around?
Yeah.
I know.
Paying for a license plate.
Getting these stickers all the time.
I get the sticker.
Yeah.
Very expensive sticker.
Like, they have no license plate. It's not even like just their
Absolutely.
Sticker.
Absolutely.
I do. I'll drive behind him. I'm like, is it in the...
That's what I look for, too. I'm like, is it a dealer car or something? I'm like... Nope. They just don't care.
Yeah.
Even when I bought a truck in Tennessee years ago and I had like the little paper thing you stick in the back window, I still felt like a massive rebel. Like, I'm like, they're going to get me. They're going to get me.
I've seen people too that just throw it back there. Like, well, if I get pulled over, I'll just show it to them. Like, I don't want to ever get, I don't like getting pulled over.
No. Yeah.
We're too nervous that way.
Yeah. But then plus, I got all that stuff going on.
Well, sure. You're smuggling.
Yeah.
All that Dairy Queen.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to get DQ across the border.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Lots of bitches tripping today, but the first one, this is why you never want to be the last one to get into the getaway car. Three women in Illinois stole a bunch of clothes from a sporting goods store the other day. They literally just ran in, grabbed as many sweatsuits as they could carry, and ran out the door, right? They ran to the parking lot where their car was. The last one to reach the car.
Hold on. Wait. <Let's go. laughs> Stop. Better hurry. Stop. No.
Uh-oh.
She's not a bigger lady.
Okay, no.
Although, no. Just
she
slower.
She was the slowest.
Yes.
She was the slowest.
The first two women jumped in the front seats. And because they started the car and put it in drive, the doors automatically locked.
Yeah, and then that's and mass confusion.
They didn't realize what was going on, right?
Let me in.
So this happens. The third is stuck outside. A cop car pulls up as all this is going on. So the woman in the car floored it.
Oh,
and they leave the third one behind. And it's been caught on camera like everything
is these days. Is there volume in this or no?
I'll just mute it for 1 second in a minute.
Okay.
So, there we go.
When shoplifters take all the Nike but forget to unlock the door.
Okay. So she drops the stuff. And then she notices the cops are there and decides she better run.
Oh,
and
God.
And the cop's right behind.
Yeah. There's no escape. The guy recording is laughing. Wow, the first thing I do, though, is I'm like, well, that was Teresa.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll tell you who's in that car, just so you know.
Yeah. She dropped the sweatsuits and started running after the car, but a cop chased her down on foot before she made it out of the parking lot.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's now facing charges for felony theft. And also had an active warrant for a previous theft charge. The cop's still looking for her two friends.
Wow,
last we heard.
Wow.
All that for sweatsuits?
Yeah, all that for some sweatsuits.
Doesn't seem worth it. Yeah.
No, sure doesn't. Living the soft life the hard way.
Part of the soft life is not stealing it so that you don't go to jail, you know?
Sure.
Yes. There's nothing harder.
You're too soft for jail.
Yeah, there's nothing harder than jail.
I've seen this happen once when I, you know, was working in retail years and years ago. Same thing happened with someone. Someone came in and lifted an air conditioner and was supposed to throw it in the back of a car.
Yeah.
Someone was waiting right by the exit with the back door open. They kind of struggled a bit. And my loss prevention guy ran out, yelled my name. I ran after him. The guy driving saw that we were coming, took off, left the person there. With the air conditioner.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta
trust your getaway driver.
What do they say? No honor among thieves or whatever. It's like, you gotta really watch who your partner's with.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely do.
You know? Because they left her high and dry.
They did.
But they obviously, she's, I guess, I mean, at least loyal. She hasn't ratted them out yet.
Not so far. Because she knows who they are.
Oh,
obviously, if you're stealing together,
she's fast. That cop's fast, too.
Yeah.
That's a fat cop wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so he just drove by the getaway car, but he goes after the one. It's like,
Well, you catch the one, you usually get them all.
Yeah.
So.
But not so far.
That's crazy.
Make sure you trust the people you're stealing.
Yeah. Learn to unlock doors,
yeah,
too.
Unlock the doors.
That's the, yes.
It doesn't take a lot.
Don't steal sweatsuits.
No.
Lots of things to learn from this.
Right. It looked like she had a bunch of golf pants, which is a terrible thing to steal.
The golf pants. Off to Arizona now for our next trip in, bitch. This woman has been arrested after throwing multiple Molotov cocktails at a house. Multiple.
Yeah, well, you got to arrest her.
You don't hear those stories a lot, Molotov cocktail stories. I thought they only existed in, like, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
They're in real life as well. Angelina Rose Pratt, 36 years old, was busted through a video surveillance that shows her purchasing the glass jar she used in the incident. Deputies responded to a possible arson call about 8:30 in the morning the other day. The victim told police three different Molotov cocktails were thrown at his house. Two of his cars were damaged by the homemade bombs. Total cost of the damage, over $8,000. Witnesses say a silver SUV had been sitting outside his house multiple times early that morning. Detectives found a burned glass jar used to start the fire in the backyard with the price tag still on the bottom of it from a local store. Detectives traced the jar to that store and got video surveillance of the person purchasing it.
My God.
The same silver SUV pulls into the parking lot. This woman walks out, goes into the store, buys the glass jars, and leaves. The SUV traced to a home. That's where they found her. She was arrested. She admitted to starting all three fires, throwing all three Molotov cocktails. She faces two counts of arson of a structure, one count of arson of an occupied structure. They found out that this woman's lesbian partner left her for this guy.
Well, I was going to say, someone knows who this is. Because it's just, no one just Molotovs your house for no reason.
I don't know what you have to do to get Molotov.
You take my lesbian.
You know?
You take my lesbian, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You make my lesbian switch teams.
There's no chance of that.
This is the woman they got.
Her head went right to Molotov cocktail.
It seems about right.
It fits.
And you'd see why you'd want to trade teams after that.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, well, we haven't seen them either.
Yeah. We haven't. We don't know what the other couple looks like.
I don't think it's great.
No. You're right. A really hot lady would not be with her.
No. That's not the other side of a hot lesbian deal.
Definitely not.
She looks like if a male child star grew up.
Yep. Right. Yes. Right.
She's like a little beaver from Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. Older.
Grew up and did drugs.
Grew up and became a lady.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I see. I don't know. Former child star.
Yeah.
Gone bad.
Kirk Cameron. As a lady.
Something like that.
I forgot all about Kirk Cameron.
You should. Because he's crazy now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one more tripping bitch to get to here. This one out of Fort Lauderdale. A Chicago woman falsely claimed a bomb was on a plane at the Fort Lauderdale airport after missing her flight. The 46-year-old woman was arrested Monday night at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International, charged with falsely reporting a bomb, explosive, or weapon of mass destruction. Airline employees told reporting deputies that the woman had stated a bomb was in her checked bag that was on board the plane. She made the claim after workers told her that she arrived too late to board. The plane was already taxiing out onto the runway, but had not taken off when it had to be called back to the gate. Passengers were evacuated. The plane was searched. Of course, no explosives were found.
No. So what are you trying to do with that? Like, you think, maybe they'll let you on if it comes back to the gate?
This lady must have thought she was going to full-blown D.B. Cooper it or something.
I know.
Like, they're going to just take you to Chicago nicely after that.
No.
Oh, you put a bomb on there.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll get you to Chicago.
We'll stop the plane right now, then, and get you on there. No, you're going to jail instantly.
Yeah. Unless you get parachutes and have them fly over like Seattle woods.
Yeah.
This is her mugshot.
Oh, man.
You can tell.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. See, like, that's, if I saw her, I'd be like, okay, well, we got some trouble.
Yeah.
Some possible trouble on this flight.
Speaking of trouble on a flight,
a plane carrying 134 people had to make an emergency landing in Austria when a male passenger refused to leave the toilet.
And that's coming out.
You better get out of there. Hurry.
Never. I can't. It's too embarrassing. What I've done.
You have to.
You know what I've done.
They're Austrian, though. So it's, you have to. Hurry. Yeah.
Get out.
Hurry, your poop.
I can't. I crap everywhere.
I can't do the voice. I can't do the voice. Well.
Local police say the passenger locked himself in the toilet shortly after takeoff, saying he had severe intestinal distress.
What are you doing?
I don't care about your intestines. You
what
have to hurry.
Are you doing?
There are other people that need to use the facility here. Don't push so hard.
I love his intestinal distress screams.
Yeah.
That's probably in all Austrian bathrooms is that Arnold scream.
Total, everyone has their total recall moment.
This was shortly after takeoff from Cyprus to Zurich in Switzerland. The captain said the only way to deal with the situation was to land the plane.
Wow.
So they had to make an emergency landing.
How embarrassing for that guy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, he had to be doing... I mean, it wasn't just a guy pooping, was it? You think?
It was.
They said intestinal distress.
Intestinal distress.
But I mean, like, you gotta... you know, you gotta leave. You just have to put total recall scream...
Every Arnold scream from every movie.
I hope not. He might swear during this, though. I can't
remember.
It's
just noises and screams. Let's hear it. This is what it sounded like.
This is what we're doing. Hold on.
The sound of the Austrian man in the bathroom. It sounds like an Austrian man pooping.
Yes.
What?
He's having some trouble in there, obviously. Leave the man alone.
Don't force it. It's out of this time.
And they're pulling him out of the bathroom.
I got it.
He's incredible.
That scream's great.
It is.
Sinbad.
They chose bad movies for this particular one.
Yeah, they did.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, because.
But that's what it sounds like when Austrian poop.
Yeah.
Deuce.
The man had to continue the final stretch by train once the plane could take off again following the unusual flight delay.
Wow. Man. Took him out of the skies. His butthole took him out of the sky.
I have to go by rail now.
Yeah.
On account of my diarrhea.
Is it just pure Arnold noises here?
That's when he dubbed it over.
It's just the one noise. Yeah.
Just the same noise over and over again.
Wonder when he figured out that's what his scream was. Because that's an iconic scream he's got.
Yeah, like it's just his. Ow, ow. Yeah.
The first time he did that on camera, somebody was like,
"Yeah,
oh he's my a star. God,
he's a star,
gold."
That's his signature.
He must have done it in what was his first movie? It was Conan.
I know he did it. He did it in Conan when that guy bites him when he's in the fights. He goes, "Ah!"
There's so many sounds of Arnold online.
It's a total recall.
Oh,
My advice to anyone today who goes to use the bathroom at work, make Arnold noises. Yeah,
just play that on your phone.
Yeah.
Just put this on.
You didn't even need to watch this full movie.
No,
you
just have watch to watch this. The sounds.
Oh. He had to scream the most in Total Recall.
Oh, yeah.
Total Recall. Oh, my God. Amazing.
That is amazing. I'd have a sound device in my house with just that to calm me down.
Yeah.
Poor guy, though. I do feel if it was really actual
intestinal distress and they landed the plane,
they landed the plane. That's the worst.
You gotta walk out of there and then you gotta go to the train.
I guess all you would have to do.
I guess I'll grab my luggage and go to the train. Since everyone is judging me.
Oh my God, it smells.
I said I had intestinal distress.
Do you smell it?
Like the poor rest of them that had to take off right after he left.
They opened the door and were like,
yeah, the whole plane was making that noise.
Yeah.
And now he just went and destroyed that train.
Yeah,
now.
Yes.
Right. At least the train can stop at the next station.
I guess, so, yeah.
I guess all he would have had to do was just wrap it up for a couple minutes. Got out and been like, so sorry. And then went and sat down and then just went right back in.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you're leaving...
Yeah, and he wouldn't come
and
out.
Going back, he wouldn't even come out. He must have done stuff all over himself. Like, yeah. There must have been something terrible.
It could have been real bad.
It must have been terrible.
Screaming intestinal distress.
Intestinal distress.
Diarrhea.
Constipated. Hurry.
Sir, you're going to have to come out of this.
There are 20 people in here. Hurry now.
Sir. Other people need to use
liquid
it.
Diarrhea. It's going to be a minute. Stop knocking. You're disrupting it.
I need some more toilet paper. Sir, we've been in the air for 20 minutes. You're going to have to take your seat.
Goodness gracious, poor man.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. What's the most dangerous thing you did as a kid? The most dangerous thing you did as a kid? Because they've asked people about this and they realize later in life that some of the stuff they did was super dangerous. 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or you can text us too. It's 46969. It's normal to feel hyper protective of kids, but think back on all the crazy stuff you did and made it through okay. They have a list of things people say they did as kids and then later as adults realized, ooh, that was really super dangerous. Some of the things include shooting fireworks at friends.
Yeah, I did that.
You did that?
Oh, yeah, we did that.
Destroying stuff in old buildings with asbestos.
Didn't really do that.
Goofing around with lawn darts, which now, it's hard to believe lawn darts existed.
That was a crazy thing.
I miss them,
right?
Still. I miss them. That's the greatest outdoor name.
I've seen actual lawn darts before. Like, I can't remember where it was, but I was just like, what are these?
I was like, my whole childhood was playing lawn darts with my buddies. And yeah, you'd throw them at each other's legs. We'd do it all the time. You'd
one
have to jump
went
out
into
of the
my
way.
Toe once, my big toe.
That is the most dangerous.
It
the
is.
The most dangerous game they ever invented.
I love it. What a game.
Yeah.
Fire those things up real high and run.
Other things, jumping off the roofs.
That was my brother.
He jumped off the roof?
Yeah, he did all sorts of crazy things.
Did he survive?
Yeah. He was just, he was wild. Yeah.
I remember thinking,
growing up with brothers was wild.
For a long time about, and looking at like a plastic grocery bag and looking out the window and looking at him like, I think that thing's going to work. You know?
Yeah, like a parachute.
Parachute. I didn't end up doing it.
Everybody knows the guy who jumps off stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
you see all those videos on Instagram and stuff and TikTok, and they're the worst. The people that jump off a building and are aiming for the pool or something and miss.
Oh, yeah.
I can't watch it. I always stop it right before they hit. I'm like, yeah.
I saw one where a girl did it and like broke her ankle.
Ooh.
There's one where a girl is going off a garage onto a trampoline, and she thinks she's going to bounce to the trampoline and then into the pool. And she just hits the trampoline and it spins her, and then she hits like the side of an above ground pool, just decimating herself, bending in half. And it's like, I don't know how you're alive.
Yeah.
So what's something you did as a kid that you later realized was dangerous? Someone said we used to play poop dollar. We were young. One of our buddies pooped on the dollar and dropped it in front of a grocery store waited around the corner for someone to pick it up. I'm glad we're alive because people were pissed after they picked that poop dollar out.
Imagine picking up a poop dollar.
No, I can't. We did stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to go into a grocery store and just like fall down in front of people. Like, make a scene. That's crazy. It was right around when Jackass came out. Yeah.
Someone else said, I swam with alligators.
That's pretty dangerous.
No, God, that's dangerous. So, you are a small person.
Yeah.
You look
that's
like
some crazy, dangerous Ohio country fun. Like, I have a cousin named Kelly, and we were allowed at like age probably between five and eight to ride around ourselves on a three wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
Which is more dangerous than a four wheeler.
Yeah. Well, they outlawed them, right?
Yeah.
I think they outlawed them.
And this was after they outlawed them.
Oh,
we were
sure.
Just like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, this is sweet.
Someone said I regularly broke thermometers and played with the mercury balls.
Gosh.
Oh, my luck in your future.
You're still with us.
Yeah, not all.
So far.
Not normal on so the inside.
Paige is in Boston. What did you do as a kid that you later realized was dangerous?
When I was younger, I shoved a fork into an outlet. It was really bad.
Yeah, I did that. It was devastating.
Well, the result was massive electrocution. What happened?
Yeah, arrhythmia, actually. I have a heart condition now. My heart
is slower.
Oh, my God. So, like, lifelong damage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It would come along with Dad, you know. I had three brothers growing up. Nobody was paying attention to me. They were playing floor hockey. And I ended up with a fork in an outlet.
Mm. Oh, Paige.
Yeah. I put a key in
best
one.
Best of luck.
I put my dad's key in one on my parents' very first home. I was in the bathroom, put a key in there, and it shot me across the room. And it must have been that it shocked me that my legs must have like stuck out straight, and then I launched myself across. I launched myself across the room. Honestly, though, I think that saved me kind of because it kicked me off the key.
Right, you weren't holding.
You know,
because
I feel like she was holding on to that
for a while.
That fork for a bit. Yeah, yeah. You know.
Yeah, break the connection.
Yeah.
So your legs shot you away.
Like pretending I was driving a car. That my stupid imagination that I had as a kid.
Mm.
So dumb, it'll get you killed.
Yeah, I know it will. Or it'll change your heart rhythm. let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne, something you did as a kid you later realized was dangerous.
Well, we used to hang a hammer from a tree. I grew up out in the sticks, and we used to hang a hammer from a tree, and as the cars came over the hill on the gravel road, we'd roll it down on the rope and make them swerve. Well, one time it fell off the rope and hit a car and caused a three-car wreck on the middle of the road.
Oh, my God, Dwayne.
One of them was a state cop.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the 70s were fun.
At least in the 70s, I feel like you could get away with some stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone involved would have been like, well, that was dumb. Don't do it again. Now it's like
now it's attempted murder.
Right. Yeah, you'd be done.
Next up, we have Chris. Chris, something you did as a kid that you later realized was dangerous.
We made homemade gasoline-soaked rag torches and play Dungeons and Dragons in the sewers under Eureka Road.
In the so they took their homemade gas torches to the sewers to play underground Dungeons and Dragons.
Pretty cool.
That's edgy nerd stuff.
That's pretty cool. Listen, I remember being young and them saying.
Sounds like he's still in a sewer.
No, like parents were concerned with Dungeons and Dragons back in the day.
They thought it was satanic.
They must have thought something. And the rumor I remember being told was that some kids ended up playing Dungeons and Dragons, like acting it out, and a kid killed another kid, like with a stabbed him to death. Hmm. Even though they were just...
I wonder if that's an urban myth or something.
It has to be. Because when you play Dungeons & Dragons, I was like, we never acted anything out ever. It was just sat around a table.
I never played it, but I just thought you just sat around and talked. That's more like LARPing.
Well, that's what I mean. It was like the beginnings of LARPing, I think. And like parents were just... terrified of this Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I just remember the people thinking it was like some kind of satanic deal. And
well, there was one Dungeons and Dragons blamed for a stabbing death, but that wasn't until like 2005.
No, this would have been like in the early 80s.
Yeah, no, this was 2005 apparently, according to that.
I always wished Dungeons and Dragons was cooler because it sounds just so cool.
It's just
but it's not that cool.
No. You have to find someone who's like an incredible storyteller.
Right.
If you don't know someone who's like this, you know, Steven Spielberg of your friend group, right. It goes nowhere and it's pretty dumb.
You know, that's funny.
So what did you do as a kid that you later realized was dangerous? Charles is in Tampa. Go ahead, Charles.
Hey, penis balls.
Penis.
Hi. When I was young, I lived in Hillsborough County in Tampa, and, I live right next to the Hillsborough River, so I used to go out and catch all sorts of snakes, and I didn't realize until I had brought them home and my mother had looked at them that these were what was known as cottonmouth snakes.
Yeah, no, that's, no, that would have ended badly.
These are venomous, right?
Venomous. Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, extremely venomous. If they bite you, they can literally make whatever they bite you rot off.
Oh, yeah, you need your parts.
Oh, my God, you want all your parts.
Yeah, you want
them. Look what I got, Mom. Oh, geez.
Yeah, that was exactly how it went, too. I remember holding the snake up going, don't try to bite me, bad snake. And I'd smack it on the head with my other hand.
Oh, my God.
You're lucky.
I was never
you still
a
have
snake
both
guy.
Hands
a
doctor
Thank
well.
God I was not no, a snake guy. No. There was a friend I knew that was a... Him and his dad would go out and catch snakes. And I was always like...
They were snake hunters?
Yeah, like, you know, it was like what they did.
That's super weird.
They would go catch these rat
you
snakes.
Some weirdos.
Yeah, I played baseball with a lot of really weird people.
Snake catchers.
Yeah. You know,
never heard of that.
Yeah.
But him and his dad snakes. Together.
Him and his dad would catch snakes. And I would say to my dad, I'm like... They're not normal, right, for catching all those snakes? No, boy, it's dumb. You'll never catch a snake with me.
Someone said one of my former employees used to play the knife game. They stood 20 feet apart and threw knives at each other's toes.
Oh, that's different.
First one to get hit loses. He ended up losing several toes.
Oh, my, several.
He never quit, huh?
You know, if you lose a toe, you can't walk right.
Right, throws off your whole... balance.
That's crazy. That just reminded me, I played the pass out game when I was
a
kid.
Oh yeah, we would do that.
And we did it one time. I was standing up and these people were supposed to catch me and they didn't. And then I woke up and I landed on this tooth. That's why it's bent back.
Oh wow, so it smashed.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, I remember my tooth like barely hanging on. I'm like, please.
That was a big
grow back.
It just tells you just we had nothing else to do because this was a big game when I was a kid. But I was too afraid to get knocked out. But I would knock people out all the time. I'd be the one squeezing them and they would be knocked out. And just like you're saying, this one time we did it to a guy and it seemed like everything was fine. And then he took like a couple steps after we thought he was awake and he went back out.
Yeah.
And like fell down. We were luckily on a beach and he didn't get too hurt, but it was like, holy crap.
Yeah, they didn't
you don't
catch
realize
me
how dangerous.
I landed all my weight on my face.
Oh, that's no good.
It was no good. Yeah, I was like, that is the dumbest activity of all time.
Steve's in Lakeland, Florida. Something you did as a kid you later realized was pretty dangerous.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to visit a park called Myka State Park.
while I was there, there were some tourists around, and they were taking pictures of an alligator. So I climbed a tree just above the alligator and hung upside down by my feet while they took pictures, not realizing this alligator could actually leap as high as they do.
Yeah.
You got to know
Forrest Gump swing above an alligator?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you're just a lucky dude, right? You're lucky that alligator didn't want you that day.
He wasn't hungry, I guess.
Yeah, you're lucky, dude. Thanks for calling in.
Just for, like, yolks, right? Just sort of, like, make the tourist
look
laugh.
At me, yeah.
I'm going to make the tourist laugh.
Up next, let's go to Joseph. Joseph, what did you do as a kid you later realized was dangerous?
Good morning, you guys. By the way, Chuck, I just played real lawn darts this weekend. It was awesome.
It's amazing. Cool. What a game. What a game. I wish
I had. When we were kids, we lived a block away from where they used to keep, like, empty trains that they put, like, cars in and stuff. And they'd always make that noise, like, bang, 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 when they would hook up and get going. And me and my 4, 5, 6 buddies, we used to run our tails off, jump on these trains that are just getting going, ride them for like 10 kilometers and then just jump off. And it was the stupidest thing. Looking back, we're like, thank God none of us got our arms cut off or got caught up.
Yeah, because that's how you do it.
Yep.
Trains do that. Trains don't stop fast.
Mm-mm. No.
They delim you.
They definitely do. Next, let's go to Matthew from Brownstown. Hey, Matthew, how are you?
Doing well.
What'd you do?
So when we were kids, we used to like take Axe body spray and then like coat our hand until it was like soaking wet. And then we would light it on fire just to watch our hand go on fire and then try and shake it off as fast as we could. And sometimes you would just shake it off and it wouldn't go out for like 2 seconds, but then you'd be fine. And we would do that like probably did like 20 times growing up.
Do you have like Freddy Krueger looking hands to this day, or did they survive all right?
No, unscathed.
Wow, you're lucky.
I think that stuff, because there was something I used to spray into my upstairs sink as a kid. And then I would light it on fire. It wasn't WD-40. No. It was like it would be hairspray.
Okay.
So I would like take hairspray and I would like put tons of it into a sink and then I'd light it and then it would be this big blue flame that would come up. It was probably my beginning of.
I know. Poor Chuck. I feel for the Brewster and Linda.
Love of fire.
They'd just be sitting down at dinner. He'd shoot across the room.
Yeah. We'll see up.
Here goes Charlie. Charlie, get up.
Just doing the science experiments, man.
And you kind of got a little, you got Stella who does same kind of things.
Yep.
Well, speaking of hairspray, something that I used to spray hairspray on my pants and light them on fire. I wanted to see how long I could let it burn before it started to hurt.
Yeah, there's a lot of people do stuff like that. People used to take like lighters and fill their hand up with the stuff that comes out of lighters and then light it and do that.
Didn't people do that with socks too? Like they'd burn the fluff off of socks.
Yeah, the fuzz.
Yep. Let it ripple down.
Yep.
Wow, it's bringing back memories when I would try to light my farts on fire.
Did it ever work for you?
Oh, one time. It burned.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you.
Oh, goodness.
My ass was hot.
Yeah, sure it was. Another one said, my buddies and I would take his parents' car and take turns roof surfing after we watched Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Did it lead to an increase in dangerous car?
I think it did. They had to like put out a warning, like "Don't do this."
Don't do this
just because you see Teen Wolf doing it.
Jumped my pedal bike over 3 or 4 buddies on a ramp made out of 2x4s.
I mean, I think we all made ramps back in the day. I mean, I don't think any of us were dumb enough to lay down in front of it.
Absolutely not. But everyone did the ramp thing.
Yeah. Just I've seen the ramp fall apart so many times. Like when the wrong guy hits it.
Oh, you see me coming up on your ramp on the BMX bike, your ramp's going to be annihilated.
Yeah.
200 pounds plus the bike. See you later. Yeah. Your buddies are dead.
Yep. Mike's in Boston. What'd you do as a kid that you later realized was super dangerous?
We used to make Wirtz toilet bowl bombs. So it was Wirtz toilet bowl cleaner with tin foil and a bottle or any type of like soda bottle you could find, and it would explode. And later learned, like, years later that that's actually, like, a chemical bomb and is, like, a Class A felony.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. You could have been in some massive trouble if you hadn't been caught doing that, making homemade bombs.
Drano bombs is what they called them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. in junior high. We would make those at the elementary school. I would be kind of with the crew, but I never had the balls to be like, yeah, let's go run and throw the actual thing in the jungle gym where they're detonating it. Because I was scared if they blew something apart, I didn't want to be totally a part of it. I was just like, I'll just be an accessory.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys go do that and would watch.
Yeah.
So,
Jake's in Cape Coral. What did you get up to, Jake?
Oh, prepare to peg.
The enemy's right over there. You see that?
I do. I made a Drano bomb.
Drano bomb of them pegging.
Boom!
Whoa!
Woo!
Oh,
Woo!
Oh, damn! Got him. Who he is not happy.
Everyone affected there.
Yeah.
What happened, Jake?
Oh, yeah. Well, when we were kids in Detroit, we used to have alleys, and they used to allow you to burn your trash in the alley. They used to have little wire incinerator baskets, and it was very common for you to be walking down the alley and see something burning. Well, we got the bright idea one day to throw a butane refiller can in one that was on fire.
Mm, oh, boy.
And it went boom, but that wasn't good enough for us at, 10 years old. So we started going in, getting our mom's hairspray, our father's starting fluid cans and put them in. Well, the bigger the can, the bigger the boom.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, one of the cans come by and hit my buddy right in the middle of the back, and he had to go home and explain to his mother why his shirt had a great big burn hole in
the back. Oh, my God. Again, best possible outcome there. He didn't lose a body part or an eyeball.
Right. Yeah,
just part of his shirt.
Yep.
Now, we all know I hung out with nerds.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I ever told this. I think I told the story before, but one of my nerd buddies lit a rocket engine. Just holding it, lit it, and had it just shoot and fly. Like, normally you put them inside a rocket and then you launch it off. He just, put a match in and it fired and it went right between one of my buddy's legs.
Uh-oh.
He, jumped up and it burned, an inch below his balls.
Ugh.
On both sides of his legs. Just the flame, burned.
Right through him.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, he narrowly escaped.
Scars, that kind of burn?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. But we were all like, that was a close one. It was just going anywhere, you know, just launching.
Yeah, I'm sure that's scary. Crazy.
Stupid.
Most of these are stupid guys, but occasionally girls can get up to no good too. Kathy, how you doing?
Hey, good.
So what'd you do as a kid you later realized was dangerous?
We shagged cars.
And shagged?
We lived in shag. That's what it was called, shagging cars. And we would, a group of kids would hide behind a parked car and wait for other cars to go by. We lived in Romulus on Harrison Road in the 70s and 80s, and they didn't plow the streets. They were constantly icy. And so we would grab on behind the car when they went by and hang on to their bumper and let them drag us down the street. Well, one kid was doing it, and the bumper fell off and hit him in the mouth, and we were done.
Oh, man. That's the scariest thing ever.
And the other guys, it was fun.
So
it was
many
fun.
Kids
they would
did
drag
that.
Us. Well, then if they knew we were on the bumper, they'd try and shake us loose. Well, we weren't letting go.
And just then shaking the a kid loose from your bumper.
It was a different time. 70s, 80s.
It was fun, but when one kid got a bumper, those heavy chrome bumpers in the mouth, we're like, yeah, no, we're done.
Yeah, you have to stop, and his mouth never looks the same
again. It is crazy to think of, laws. In the 70s and 80s, there was a lot less of them.
Sure,
yeah.
I'm telling you, people would be bombed and driving, and the cops would drive them home.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be listen, I'll follow you home.
Mm.
You know, it was a different time.
Here's a few more. We played Slap the Bull. We'd hop a fence, creep up on a bull or cow, slap its ass, and run like hell to jump back over the fence. Another one said, when we were little, we positioned our trampoline under our treehouse, which was about 15 feet off the ground, and we'd all jump out at the same time under the trampoline. Well, one day, it couldn't handle us. It broke underneath us, and we all hit the ground.
Oh, God.
Tons of nasty bumps, bruises, and a few broken bones.
My God. Did you ever have friends that wanted to go cow tipping?
I never did that, no.
I never did it either. I mean,
I wasn't in a rural area ever, so it wasn't an option for me.
We could drive a little bit and get to some places that would have had them, but I'm like, why? Why would you?
Yeah, I never understood that. I just saw it on Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
It's the only time I ever really. Yeah. In Ohio's all cows.
Mm. Yeah.
Never dealt with livestock or anything.
No, it's good.
And one more here. Joe, tell us what you did as a kid that you later realized was dangerous.
My buddy and I took some ammunition, pulled the bullet heads out, and made a homemade gun out of a table leg.
Oh, my goodness.
Sweet God.
We fired it with a hammer and a nail set after we had filled the barrel with nails and crushed glass.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude.
Yep.
What did you hit? Like, you didn't hit...
it was like a shotgun. The neighbor's shed. The neighbor passed him. We hit his windmill. It was a mess, but I don't know how many times we fired that sucker.
Like a lot.
That's you got some kind of weapon from Fallout.
Yeah, he did. They'll be fine. He knows what to do when it all crumbles.
I think these kids took a homemade gun and shot my windmill.
It was a table leg.
It was a table leg.
Wow. Some were way more dangerous than others,
Let
me tell you.
Table leg cannon.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.